USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Florida has reported more than 10,000 new confirmed coronavirus cases. Governor Ron DeSantis says his state is taking necessary steps to handle the increase in cases.
We've also deployed a large number of healthcare personnel that the state had been working with or had on contract, and so some of those have been deployed to places like South Florida, the Tampa Bay area.
Tampa Mayor Jane Castor says mandatory restrictions seem to be working.
We put a mask order in place 3 weeks ago, and so we've seen significant adherence to that out in the community. The county put a mask ordinance in over 2 weeks ago, and so, you know, that, I believe, is starting to show positive results. We're seeing a flattening out in the number of those cases.
This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot. You all know how much I love my nutritional supplements, especially silver. OptaVita Nano Silver Soul is a new patented silver technology that supports your immune system. In multiple lab tests, it destroyed dozens of dangerous pathogens within minutes. Unlike other silver products that can only kill a single pathogen cell, OptaVita Nano Silver Soul can disarm and disable dozens of pathogens before it safely leaves your body. With more than 50 U.S. patents, OptaVita Nano Silver Soul is the leader in patented silver products, and they charge 50% less than leading competitors. OptaVita Nano Silver Soul is available for your health as a liquid, a skin gel, or a throat lozenge. OptaVita Silver is so confident you'll feel the difference, they offer a 30-day return guarantee. I've arranged to have them create special bundles and discounts of their already low prices. These deals are exclusively for my listeners. While supplies last, just use the discount code WAYNE. Call toll-free 844-5-SILVER, 844-5-SILVER. That's 844-5-SILVER. Or go to patentedsilver.com.
Another longtime civil rights leader has passed away, and USA's John Hunt has the story.
Representative John Lewis, the sharecropper's son who became a giant of the civil rights movement, passed away after a month-long battle with cancer. He was 80. The longtime Georgia congressman, an advocate of nonviolent protest, who had his skull fractured by Alabama state troopers on the Edmund Pettus Bridge in Selma, was the last surviving speaker from the 1963 March on Washington. Lewis announced in late December that he was undergoing treatment for stage 4 pancreatic cancer. Lewis had served in the U.S. House of Representatives since 1987, where he was sometimes referred to as the conscience of Congress. His illness didn't stop him from fending off a primary challenge in June. He won with 87% of the vote. Lewis' wife of 44 years, Lillian, died on New Year's Eve 2012. They're survived by one son, John Miles. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A federal health official is not being allowed to testify before Congress next week. USA Radio's Kenneth Burns has details.
The White House has blocked the head of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention from testifying before Congress next week. Dr. Robert Redfield was going to talk about how to reopen schools safely, but an official at the White House said in a statement that Redfield had testified on the Hill 4 times over the last 3 months, and that they need their doctors focused on the pandemic response. The CDC has said it's still working on additional guidance for schools, but those guidelines won't likely be ready until the end of the month. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.
The NFL team, formerly known as the Redskins, has another major battle on their hands. USA Radio's John Hunt has more on the story.
15 former female employees of Washington's NFL team told the Washington Post that they were sexually harassed while working for the club. Former employee Emily Applegate spoke on YouTube about her time working for the team.
And then, you know, you get your first screaming at you. Then somebody makes a comment to you about what you're wearing, and it just snowballs from there. And it really took most people no time to comment on my appearance. Would walk out of very important people's office in tears, and I couldn't stop because I was so embarrassed that I was being treated that way in front of people.
The allegations span from 2006 to 2019 and range from inappropriate remarks about females' bodies or clothing to instances of verbal abuse.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.